From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, President Moon Jae-in formally appoints Prime Minister Kim Buk-yeom after approval from a ruling party-dominated National Assembly. South Korea adds more than 700 COVID-19 cases for the second straight day. And Seoul calls on Israel and Hamas to refrain from aggravating tension and to stop using armed forces as violence escalates in the Gaza Strip. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kolka. New Prime Minister Kim Buk-yeom has been sworn in along with the new land and science ministers on Friday. This came swiftly as the ruling party voted for the PM the night before, despite fierce opposition from the conservative camp. As our Kim Bum-soo reports, political compromise is not expected to be a key theme down the road.
국무총리 김부겸 임명 동의안은 가결되었음을 선포합니다.
The ruling party-dominated National Assembly approved the appointment of former Interior Minister Kim Buk-yeom as Prime Minister in a session summoned just 2 hours before the vote Thursday evening. With the main opposition boycotting the vote, 168 of the 176 lawmakers present agreed on President Moon Jae-in's choice for his number two for the remainder of his term. Representatives of the People Power Party staged a protest before storming out of the plenary chamber. While holding out on the prime ministerial appointment, the opposition had maintained that three of Moon's five cabinet minister nominees were unfit for ethical lapses. The president on Friday appointed his land and science ministers anyways as his oceans minister nominee stepped down. During the plenary session Thursday evening, ruling party lawmakers argued that the main opposition's victory in last month's Seoul and Busan mayoral by-elections does not give them the right to paralyze the administration. The opposition held another protest in front of the presidential office Friday morning, blaming President Moon for making the ruling party break any remaining tradition for political compromise. In the wake of the by-election defeat, President Moon announced a cabinet reshuffle in an apparent bid to gather public support until his term expires next May. Whether that will be successful remains to be seen, but it is clear that compromise is not going to be a main theme down the road in Korean politics. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
President Moon Jae-in presented new Prime Minister Kim Buk-yeom and the Ministers of Science, Land, Industry, and Labor with letters of appointment on Friday. After the ceremony, the president asked the officials to unite under Kim's leadership during his administration's final year in office. Separately, at a meeting with the ruling Democratic Party's new leadership later in the day, Moon called for an integrated front between his office and the ruling party, saying competence comes from being united. The president said he hopes to make history by not repeating the precedent of division between the government and the ruling party towards the end of an administration and as the next election nears. South Korea added 747 new COVID-19 cases throughout Thursday, reporting more than 700 cases for the second straight day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Friday that the new cases raised the country's accumulated caseload to 130,380. Meanwhile, new Prime Minister Kim Buk-yeom presided over his first meeting on the country's COVID-19 response Friday, stressing that overcoming the pandemic is the most pressing task. As the head of the Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters, Kim said he will make sure that more than 13 million people get their first vaccine shot within the year's first half, and that the nation achieves herd immunity earlier than the previously targeted November. South Korea cast deep concerns over escalating violence and armed clashes between Israel and Hamas, the Palestinian militant group that rules Gaza. On Thursday, the foreign ministry expressed grave concern in regards to mass civilian casualties, including children, from indiscriminate rocket attacks in the Gaza Strip and counterattacks. Stressing that violence can't be justified under any circumstance, Seoul called on both sides to refrain from aggravating tension and to stop using armed forces. It also urged both sides to cooperate in international efforts to establish a lasting peace in the region. A Seoul court has rejected a request by a civic group for an injunction to ban the sale of North Korean founder Kim Il-sung's memoir in the nation. The Seoul Western District Court issued the ruling on Thursday, saying materials submitted by the group, The New Paradigm of Korea, failed to fully explain the need to prohibit the sale of the book series. The court said banning the distribution and sale of a book is possible only when it violates the personal rights of the person or people seeking the ban, saying this does not apply in this case. Earlier on April 1st, local publisher Minjok Sarangbang released the 8-volume memoir titled Kim Il-sung, Reminiscences with the Century. NPK shortly after filed an injunction expressing concerns that the books could violate the personal rights of the South Korean people. A petition filed on the National Assembly website demanding that the country's mandatory military duty also apply to women will be reviewed by parliamentary committees after it was signed by 100,000 people. According to the Assembly on Friday, the petition posted on April 22nd was sent to the Committees of National Defense and Gender Equality. The petitioner called for revisions to the law that would require women to also serve in the military, citing concerns over weakened defense capacity due to the country's declining population. A petition that secures 100,000 signatures within 30 days is automatically sent to relevant committees for review, after which it can be referred to a plenary session or discarded. The South Korean government assessed that domestic demand is gradually improving as the COVID-19-led slump in the service sector has begun to ease. In its monthly economic assessment report on Friday, the finance ministry said the improvement also comes amid recoveries in manufacturing and investment on the back of robust exports. The ministry cited the coronavirus's resurgence in emerging countries and U.S. inflation concerns as potential downside risks for the domestic economy. South Korea's Hyundai Motor Group has announced that it will invest 8.1 trillion won, or $7.4 billion, in the United States by 2025 to produce electric vehicles. The group, which includes Hyundai Motor Company and Kia Corporation, said on Thursday that the investment is aimed at producing electric vehicles, boosting production facilities, and enhancing its competitiveness in the urban air mobility business, robotics, and autonomous driving. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 31.21 points, or 1% on Friday, closing the week at 3,153.32. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 14.95 points, or 1.57%, to close at 966.72. That's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.